Atlassian servers are being actively attacked. Update ASAP. Flubot was finally shut down, and Evil Corp attempts to evade sanctions. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings! I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for June 7th, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. I have a new merch alert. This is a ThreatWire SAO totem board. It's an electronic board powered by micro USB that can be used to power these teeny tiny little devices called simple add-ons. There's another name for it, but I'll use simple for YouTube. These are limited edition, and once they sell out, they are gone for good. So get them while you can over at my personal shop at snubzy.com/shop. And thank you so much for supporting my content in whichever way you do it. Let's go ahead and start with today's news. Attackers are actively exploiting a vulnerability found in Atlassian Confluence servers and data centers. A patch is now available, so update ASAP. This attack started getting noticed last week when a small number of servers were being hit by remote attackers, though since that time, the targeted servers have exploded, with several cybercrime groups actively hitting them with remote code execution attacks to install web shells, steal data, and alter logs to evade detection. There is no specific industry being targeted, so it appears that this attack is widespread and being used by many different groups. It impacts all Atlassian Confluence and Data Center 2016 servers after version 1.3.0. Atlassian products are now up in the 7.x.x version numbers, so that means years worth of firmware are vulnerable and likely to be targeted. Atlassian has released updated patches for the 7.4.17 through 7.18.1 versions, and a full list is available via their security bulletin, which is linked on Patreon. The problem was first discovered by researchers at cybersecurity firm Volexity, who disclosed the command injection vulnerability to Atlassian on May 31st. This is now tracked as CVE-2022-26134, and even though it was publicly known by that point by some attacker groups, a patch was not available for several days. Volexity recommended that admins disconnect servers from the web and use their list of attacker IP addresses and Yara rules to identify potential attacks until a patch was available. According to the firm, this attack is dangerous and trivial to exploit, so protecting and patching servers from this attack is a must, especially now that the attack has, as of a couple of days ago, been released as a proof of concept. Now, CISA added the vulnerability in their known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, which means federal agencies have to immediately block traffic to and from those Confluence servers. A notorious banking Trojan was just taken down by international law enforcement in a coordinated move to disrupt the cybercrime campaign. 11 different countries joined forces to take down the mobile malware called Flubot, which was first discovered in December of 2020 and uses SMS phishing attacks to steal passwords, sensitive information, and banking credentials from Android and now iOS phones. Authorities from Australia, Belgium, Finland, Hungary, Ireland, Romania, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and the US investigated the Flubot operation. Flubot was spread via SMS and evaded user red flags by pretending to be an innocuous shipping carrier tracking app like FedEx or DHL. The SMS would request a malware-ridden application to be downloaded on the user's phone, which would request access to the Android accessibility service, allowing it to steal data. It would use the Android's phone contacts to further spread. Now, after Hydra, Flubot was the second largest banking Trojan due to its speed of infecting devices. It appears that the main initiative by law enforcement this time was to stop its infection rate, as no arrests have been made at this time, though Europol has stated they are actively seeking individuals involved in the Flubot operation. While devices are no longer calling home to an attacker-controlled server, if you are worried about malware on your phone, the best thing you can do is factory reset the device. biggest of shout outs to my Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos or videos and for the support. And I also wanted to say a huge thank you to Okal Watt, Mrs. Sai, I'm So Fly, Joey Retro, and Nuthead J for joining the Alliance over on patreon.com/threatwire. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story about Evil Corp. The Drydex ransomware cybercrime gang, also known as Evil Corp, is switching their ransomware deployment in order to evade US sanctions. This group has been active since 2007, and over time, they have changed their activities in order to continue to do their business. Evil Corp originally deployed malware called Drydex, then later switched to their own ransomware, which was called BitPamer in 2019. Later, they switched to yet another ransomware called Wasted Locker in June of 2020. And in March of 2021, Evil Corp switched yet again to deploying Hades ransomware. The US sanctioned Evil Corp back in December of 2019 over the deployment of Drydex, which had created millions in damages to victims. Now they are using Lockbit in a further attempt to evade detection and get around those sanctions. But you might be wondering, why is it so important to a cybercrime group to do this? So if an attacker is listed as a sanctioned party, victims cannot pay out a ransom to get their data back. If a victim did, they may be violating OFAC regulations. When Evil Corp switched to Lockbit, they also allowed them to blend in with all the other groups that are affiliated with that ransomware. As such, they are now acting as a ransomware as a service affiliate, as opposed to deploying their own ransomware. Now, researchers believe this could allow the criminal group to still get paid while developing a completely new strain of ransomware that is not associated with their older attacks. It's interesting. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. And do not forget to subscribe and like this video on the Hack5 channel. I am Shannon Morse, and I'll see you on the internet.